In the morning, we're continuing Chayil Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Kachaf, which is Halachos Bishul, and we're learning Simin Yud Beis. So the exact example of Simin Yud Beis that Chayil is referring to is not so familiar to us. They had a different type of oven. And the point that he's going to be saying is that even on the oven, when there's some type of a separation between where the fire is and where you're putting your pot, that's a normal place that you cook. It's not going to be mutter. So you picture, for example, the pot belly stove, which had an opening in the middle where you would put the wood, and it had a metal top on top where that's where you would cook. So there's a separation between the fire and the food, the metal on top. That's not going to be mutter. That's where you cook. So you'd have to put something down on top of that, and then put the food on top of that some type of separation, which you're placing on top of the stove. Excuse me. And then he says certain types of stoves that they had, there was a ledge which wasn't used for the purpose of cooking, so placing it there would be, it's considered a separation and would be mutter. Again, the exact example that he has is not so well known to us. So putting something in a place where we get yatzeletis bo, but it's not a problem of bishul, because it's a solid, or because it's a liquid which has not cooled. But it's not a place where a person normally cooks at all. Rav Moshe was asked, they had in many homes, they had the steam radiators. The radiator itself could get extremely hot. Had steam going through there, steam can be heated above the 212 degrees. So the steam would go through there, the metal would get extremely hot, and then it would radiate heat out into the room. So a person wants to put something there on Shabbos to warm up. It might reach Yatzeletis Bo over there. It could reach Yatzeletis Bo over there. Is that going to be mutter? He said, yes. Do you need any type of separation? He said, no, because people don't cook on the radiator. So putting something in a place where it can reach Yatzeletis Bo, as long as there's not a problem with Bishul, even though it can reach Yatzeletis Bo, it's going to be mutter because it's not a place where people normally cook. Similarly, he spoke about a steam table, and that's going to permit the scene of the chachila. A steam table is something which is only made people never cook on a steam table. Steam table has something similar to the idea where the person uses a sterno. You have a sterno, then you have a tray which has water in it, which is boiling, and then you put food on top to warm them. So a person never cooks on such a thing. So since the person never cooks there, even the Sinan Chachkil is going to be mutter. And the problem of Bishul is not a problem because it's talking about something where there's no problem of Bishul, again, because it's fully cooked, or because it's a liquid which is fully cooked but has not cooled down to room temperature. So there are going to be scenarios where a person would be able to actually warm something up on Shabbos, and the Sinan Chachkil, take it out of the fridge and warm it, a kugel, chicken, etc., even to Yatzeletis Bo, on top of your urn, because it's not a place where people normally cook, on top of the radiator, on top of the steam table. So that leads us to the next question, which is known as the plata. The plata is some type of a hot plate, which can a person take something like chachila on Shabbos and place it there to warm up? Or is that does the hot plate basically function similar to a fire which is covered, which allows chazara, but not seen in chachila? Chazara means you had it there from before Shabbos, and you're taking it off on Shabbos, and then returning it on Shabbos. But here we're talking about something which is taken off before Shabbos and put elsewhere. It's not chazara. It was in the fridge or something of that sort, and that you're taking it and putting it there, the chachila on Shabbos. So does a plata allow for an asin in the chachil on Shabbos? So the poskim can basically agree with the following. If the plata is a place where something a person cannot cook on, it does not get hot enough that a person is able to cook there. So it's not used for cooking. So it'll be the same thing as the steam table that Moshe was talking about, or the steam radiator that Moshe was talking about, that's going to be mutter because it is not a place where people cook. But however, Moshe himself was asked in regards to a hot plate, and he said a hot plate is sometimes people would cook on it. It does get hot enough that a person could cook on it, even not necessarily this pot, but other types of foods. So since it is a place where the person could cook, and people do cook there, so one may not do nesin al-chadchila on Shabbos. There is many poskim and so much permitted nesin al-chadchila onto a hot plate on Shabbos. could be the plata they're referring to, the Israeli plata, which was a place which was not used for cooking at all. But the American hot plate is hot enough a person could cook on it, even though a person doesn't do that generally. If a person needs some extra place to cook and he has multiple burners being used, he could use the hot plate, which is available in America, to do that. So some have suggested they've created a American version of the Israeli plata, which would be permitted. One should ask their own Rav whether they're allowed to rely on that or not. Have a good day.